Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast. I don't know if it is the time of year or if this is just a bit of a coincidence, but it seems that so many people that I talk to at the moment feel busy and overwhelmed. And if that sounds like you, then this episode is going to help you. So I'm going to go through a few things to do if you feel like this, if you resonate with this. Number one is your mindset. Being busy is not a bad thing. It usually means that you have a very rich and full life, full of things that you really care about. That's probably why they're stressing you out. The right dose of diet and exercise will give you more energy, more capacity, more ability to enjoy your life, not less. Most people think about this the wrong way. They think of it as another chore that they have to do. You need to start seeing it as something that you get to do and that gives you energy and that allows you to show up at your best. And sometimes I'll say this to clients, but you are too busy not to exercise. Like, the things in your life matter too much not to show up at your best for them. Does that make any sense? Not to show up at your best? They matter too much for you not to show up at your best for them. The second thing I want to talk about is a really simple way to reduce this feeling of always feeling like you're busy, always feeling like you're on the back foot, always feeling overwhelmed. And that is to focus on winning the morning. So there's a saying, I don't know who first said it, but it's win the morning, win the day. And it really, really works. And this is where a little bit of structure is useful. So by far, the easiest way to immediately improve your mood is to start your day right. Nothing compares, right? This means probably waking up about 15 minutes earlier and doing a short, if you want to call it morning routine, or, you know, like few things that you do every morning. The point is that they become a routine or that they're set out. So you're not getting up and thinking, what should I do? And then kind of faffing around for a while and not having any kind of structure. You know, as I'm thinking about that, I'm like, I actually don't remember what mornings used to be like before I had some kind of like, okay, the first thing you need to do is this. So I don't even think about it anymore. I just get up and do it. And then once that's done, it's like, okay, well, now what's the day got planned for me? Instead of lying in bed thinking, oh, what is it that I actually need to do to start my day? You just get up and it's a bit like autopilot, right? The other benefit to just getting up 15 minutes earlier is it is genuinely the difference between you running around chasing your tail all day and you feeling proactive. Like, it doesn't have to be long. I think a lot of people put this off because they have in their head that they need to get up a whole hour earlier and go all the way to the gym and do this and have a really nice, you know, like big elaborate breakfast and spend 20 minutes journaling and then another 20 minutes doing meditation. Like, it does not have to be long to be effective. And the difference that I see with clients just from getting up 15 minutes earlier and prepping their day and going into their day with a bit of intent, as opposed to waking up, already realizing you're late, already realizing that you've slept in, then you're late for the first thing and the next thing, and then you show up, you know, feeling flustered. Like, imagine showing up for your first meeting and you're 5 minutes early and you have time to sit there, decide how you want to show up for it, you know, get prepared for it, versus you are 5 minutes late, or even you're 1 minute late, or even you're on time, but only just on time. You show up flustered and everything just feels a little bit, you know, different. And that might seem like one short thing, but actually that's how you end up showing up for everything. And that has a knock-on effect. The third thing is to plan. Can life feel exhausting? Yes. Will you be able to handle it better, enjoy it more, and show up at your best if you have a solid plan? Also, yes. And I find the simplest plans work best, right? Overcomplicating your plan or your time management system is just another form of procrastination, right? You probably see these things pop up. I'm probably target demographic, right? But I see these things pop up like, oh, do you use this scheduler or this app or do this, or you know, have an AI set your calendar for you, or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, often you spend more time setting those things up and not actually using them than benefit you get in productivity. So I keep mine mega simple. I use Google Calendar for everything. Like anything that gets put in there, it gets done and I don't forget about it. Which also means that once it's in there, I can stop being anxious about the fact that I might forget about it. The second thing I do is I plan my week on a Sunday and then I plan each day the morning, because inevitably things come up that you weren't expecting, or kids are off school or someone's sick or your dog's unwell, or, you know, stuff happens. If it's me, like 50 different things go wrong in different businesses and you hadn't foreseen that, or they wouldn't have gone wrong, in which case you then need to manage those things, right? So you don't always know what's going to come up. That's why I have like the week plan and then like a day plan. And that's kind of it. Final one. You might think that a lot of this seems too basic. And if you do, then good, because that is exactly what I wanted. If you are busy and overwhelmed, the last thing that you're going to do is something that is complicated and elaborate. And it's also the last thing that you need. You need simple and actionable. Otherwise, you're going to be tempted to put it off until you're not busy and overwhelmed, which isn't going to happen unless you change something. So just a little recap, three things. One, change your mindset around how you see being busy. Stop telling yourself that you're overwhelmed. Stop telling yourself you have this rich, full life full of things that you actually care about and you want to show up at your best for them. And then see diet and exercise as a tool to do that. Like, how are you going to show up better when you've slept well, when you've exercised, when you've got out for a walk, when you've cleared your head, when you've journaled and you've made a plan and you fuel yourself well? 100%. Like, there's no disputing that. And like I said, it doesn't have to take a lot of time. Second thing, morning routine. Be proactive going into your day. Doesn't take you long to set yourself up for this. If you want my morning routine, go onto Instagram at ESG Fitness, message me morning and I will send you it. I'll even check in with you a week after to make sure that you've done it and to see how you're feeling after it. And then the third thing is plan. Every single week, plan your week. Plan going forward. It makes such a huge difference. Put everything in your Google Calendar. You know, when you need to pick the kids up, when you need to leave for things, when you've got work commitments, when you're going to make time for yourself. All of these things need to go into your calendar. It's also a really nice way to then look back at your week and review your week. Okay, this is how much time I spent on different things. And then it kind of, interestingly, I think it's a good way to look at how you're spending your time in relation to your values as well, right? So for a lot of people, you know, work commitments within working hours, at least, you can't really change those. But then, you know, if you say that family is your number one value, but you're not spending any time with them and you can, you know, now physically see that in your calendar, okay, you need to change something about the way that you're living your life, because you're not living your life in line with what's most important to you. And that's no judgment. That's not me saying everyone should spend more time with their family. I'm saying everyone should spend more time doing the things that are most important to them. Okay, well, I think that's mostly what I wanted to say today. If you are feeling overwhelmed and like you don't know where to start and like you would like a bit more support, head over to esgfitness.co.uk, fill in the application form, and I will email you, and have a lovely day.